Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting second. The right fielder, Dave Martinez. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jorge Fabregas. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mike Cameron. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Chris Snopek. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, James Baldwin. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knoblauch. Batting second. The right fielder, Matt Lawton. Batting third. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting fourth. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Coomer. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Scott Starhoviak. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Marty Cordova. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Rich Becker. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, LaTroy Hawkins. And now, play ball. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Durham hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Cordova. Durham reaches second base with a double. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Martinez hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coomer fields it and throws to first for the out. Durham moves to third. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Durham scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Baines takes first base on ball four. Bell moves to second. Jorge Fabregas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fabregas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Starhoviak scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fabregas for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knoblauch is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Knoblauch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Lawton strikes out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Cameron batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Cameron hits a fly ball into right field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Snopek hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Becker. Snopek reaches second base with a double. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Guillen hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Coomer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Durham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Durham is hit by the pitch. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez takes first base on ball 4. Snopek moves to third. Durham moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into right center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Snopek scores. Durham scores. Martinez moves to third. It's 3-0, White Sox. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Steinbach takes first base on ball 4. Ron Coomer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Coomer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Starhoviak hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Martinez. Starhoviak reaches second base with a double. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cordova hits a fly ball into right field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Baines hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Fabregas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Fabregas is 0 for 1 in the game. Fabregas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Starhoviak scoops it up and throws to first, with Hawkins covering, for the out. Two outs. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cameron is 0 for 1 in the game. Cameron strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Mears hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 0 for 1 in the game. Knobloch strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Snopek is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Snopek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Durham strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Lawton is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawton is hit by the pitch. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor strikes out. One out. Terry Steinbach, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Steinbach is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Steinbach hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Coomer is 0 for 1 in the game. Coomer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Snopek fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Martinez strikes out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Scott Starhowiak, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Starhowiak is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Starhowiak hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Cordova is 0 for 1 in the game. Cordova strikes out. 1 out. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There goes Starhowiak. The throw from Fabregas and he is out, Durham applying the tag. Two outs. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Becker is 0 for 1 in the game. Becker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Baines hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jorge Fabregas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Fabregas is 0 for 2 in the game. Fabregas hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Baines moves to second. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cameron is 0 for 2 in the game. Cameron strikes out. Two outs. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Baines moves to third. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Snopek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Snopek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Baines scores. It's 4 to nothing, White Sox. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Guillen is 0 for 2 in the game. Guillen hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Mears is 0 for 1 in the game. Mears hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Knobloch is 0 for 2 in the game. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lawton is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lawton takes first base on ball 4. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Lawton moves to second. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Steinbach strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Trombley now pitching. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Durham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Martinez is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Martinez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Durham moves to third. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Durham scores. Martinez moves to second. It's 5-0, White Sox. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bell strikes out. One out. Eddie Guardado now pitching. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Baines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Baines hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-0, White Sox. Jorge Fabregas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fabregas is 0 for 3 in the game. Fabregas strikes out. Two outs. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Cameron is 0 for 3 in the game. Cameron hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-0, White Sox. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Snopek is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Snopek is hit by the pitch. Todd Ritchie now pitching. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Guillen is 0 for 3 in the game. Guillen hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Steinbach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Coomer is 0 for 2 in the game. Coomer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Coomer reaches second base with a double. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Starhoviak is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Starhoviak hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Starhoviak for the out. Coomer moves to third. One out. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cordova is 0 for 2 in the game. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Coomer scores. Two outs. It's 9-1, White Sox. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Becker is 0 for 2 in the game. Becker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mears is 0 for 2 in the game. Mears hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fabregas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Durham is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Durham hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Martinez hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-1, White Sox. Mario Valdez pinch hits for Frank Thomas. Mario Valdez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valdez strikes out. 2 outs. Albert Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cordova. Bell reaches second base with a double. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Baines is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Mario Valdez now playing first base. Mike Cameron now playing right field. Dave Martinez now playing left field. Darren Lewis now playing center. F. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 0 for 3 in the game. Knobloch hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darren Jackson pinch hits for Matt Lawton. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Denny Hocking now playing second base. Darren Jackson now playing center field. Rich Becker now playing right field. Rick Aguilera now pitching. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hocking scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cameron is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Cameron hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-1, White Sox. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Snopek is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Snopek hits a fly ball into right field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 4 in the game. Guillen hits a pop-up towards third. Coomer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Peña now catching. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Steinbach is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Steinbach hits a fly ball into right field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Coomer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Coomer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Colbron pinch hits for Scott Starhoviak. Greg Colbron is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Colbron strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 11, and Minnesota Twins, 1. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.